opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Welcome to the Louisville Family Fun Podcast. I'm Stephanie White.
And I'm Maggie Kimberl.
And we're your hosts weekly on Louisville.am.
I'm bored.
Hey, enough of that. There's no boredom when there's Lou Fam Fun. It is Stephanie from LouisvilleFamilyFun.net. Long time? No, it hasn't been a long time. It's only been a week. Of course, you're here on the Louisville.am podcast for Louisville Family Fun, and we're so excited you are tuning in. Maybe you found us on our website, LouisvilleFamilyFun.net, and you're streaming the podcast through that or directly through the wonderful Louisville.am or through iTunes or your Stitcher podcast app. I mean, all sorts of ways that you can listen to us. No excuse not to, right? Family fun is something we all care about. So that's what this podcast is focused on. You know, we've done almost 52 weeks of podcasts. Almost. Very, very soon. We'll have 52, a whole year's worth of podcasts for you to listen to. So if you've been missing out, you know, you can go back and like listen to old ones. A lot of them are evergreen. You know, you could listen to them and they're not very time specific. So if you like this one, go back and listen to some of the other ones. You never know. Maybe there's something that interests you. But do you know what time it is? What time of the year, I mean? You hear that? It's summer. You hear quiet. It's just sunshine. Just bake. Get your vitamin D, people. Here we go. And one of the best things that happens in Louisville every single year, and I think we did a podcast about it last year, but it's so good we had to repeat it again, is the summer reading programs, because it's educational. It's fun. It involves everybody. And there are prizes. So what, you can't get much better than that. And it's accessible to everyone, because there are so many public libraries around the Louisville metro area that there's one in your neighborhood. And there's a reason for exploration, because there are so many libraries. So you could try another one. So it's really, really great. So that's what we've got going on here. And plus, we have this Erin Nevitt on our website. She is the content manager on Louisville Family Fun. She manages all of the posts that go up onto our website, as well as that wonderful calendar that everybody loves so much. She is a former librarian. So she's such a pest, that Erin Nevitt. She's always saying to us, oh, but library this and books this, blah, 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 Erin, with your reading. Do people really care about reading? Well, actually, they do. Yeah, it's kind of an important thing, wouldn't you say? Teach our kids how to read and to do it in a fun way. So it's really cool to have the summer reading programs. And we have a post on Louisville Family Fun that I'm sure Erin and Maggie, of course, our wonderful host Maggie in the next segment, are going to talk about that tells you all about the summer reading programs here in town. But one of the things that I think everyone should do is their own summer reading. Do you know what that means? That means, yes, you, adults, grab a book and read with your kids. I think one of the most important things that people miss out is we read to our kids, but why can't we sit next to them and read while they read as they get older? Because I'm guilty of this. I think that as parents, one of the things we need to do is model for our children. And I find myself, come on, read your book. You got to do your reading time. Did you read today? Did you read? And then I think about, did I sit down and read today? I mean, I'm not even remotely modeling this for my child. You know, I read a lot of blogs on my phone. I read news feeds on Twitter, and I'll click on articles and then read, you know, the different news websites here locally that have apps. And I think, like, gosh, I'm telling my son to sit down and read this paper book. And when's the last time I did it? So this summer, that's what I'm going to try to do. Make some time to have silence together, where we sit down and we're reading in silence together. And I thought, wouldn't it be fun if we grab some, you know, folding chairs and or maybe a blanket and go out to a park, find a shady spot that doesn't get much sun any point during the day. So it's usually, you know, someplace really cool on a trail. And we just read there together, you know, and enjoy. It's not weird silence. It's nice, natural silence, and there's still some buzz of people walking by and chit chat and riding their bikes or whatever, enjoying the park, like maybe the parklands or down Tyler Park. I love Tyler Park, or maybe down by the river. You know, this way it's not completely silent, but we're still enjoying a very simple pleasure of time together, reading. So it's, you know, promoting literacy as a family. It's educational. It could be interesting because maybe we can choose books that are outside of what we're used to and explore something different because it's the summer, and why don't we read something that might be new and fun? And then best of all, we're modeling from our children. We're not just telling our child to read. We're not just taking them to the library for them to pick out books, but we're excited about our book too and modeling for them that we enjoy reading. So that's my goal. Is yes, summer reading for other children, but summer reading for myself too, because when given a good book, I can get really, really, really into it. But some, I need to be motivated and convinced to sit down and relax and read a book. So my motivation, I think, is going to come from my child, that I need to model for my child this type of positive behavior and enjoying books, like real paper books that are printed. There's, you know, everything's so digital now, and hey, you're listening to a podcast. I mean, so I don't know. I'm kind of contradictory there. But anyway, enjoy the summer reading programs with your children, whether you're in a suburban metro area or whether in Louisville metro, or whether you're doing some of the programs that are at businesses, you know, bookstores. Enjoy that. But make your own self, challenge yourself to do kind of an adult summer reading program. Hey, come up with a reward for yourself. If you read X number of books, you know, like they do, you're gonna have a night out, or you're gonna treat yourself to go see a actor's theater show, or a special tour you've been wanting to do. Come on, come up with your own motivation and prizes, just like they do at the library. So let's tune in and see what Maggie Kimbrell, our podcast host, and Erin Nevitt have to say about summer reading programs that you can enjoy with. Thanks for tuning in.
Welcome back to the Louisville Family Fun Podcast here on Louisville.am. I'm your host, Maggie Kimbrell, and with me today is our very own Erin Nevitt. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
Thanks for coming back. She is our library lady, and she is here to talk to us today about summer reading.
Yes.
So the library has a program, and if I remember, is it pretty much the same as it was when we were kids, where you go in and you get books and you get your pass stamped, and then for every so many books you get some sort of prize? Is that pretty much how it works?
It's similar to that. I mean, I think back then they kind of did like every time you read 10, every time you got to a certain amount, you mm-hmm. got a stamp or something, and you kind of stamped your passport or whatever they called it. And nowadays it's kind of like a straight read 10 books and get a bunch of different prizes. So the prizes are what's really fueling it. Kids love the prizes.
And yeah, I mean, like, you could give away a stick of bubble gum and kids would go crazy about it if you call it a prize.
That's right.
So, I mean, at least my kids would.
Yes, exactly.
My kids would go crazy for a stick of bubble gum anyway, but, you know, that's another story.
Exactly.
So, now, do they have, like, suggested reading lists for different grade levels, or is it just any book?
Well, with the public library, it's any book. I mean, they want it to be, you know, fun for kids. It's kind of different than what you do with your school program as far as when schools, you know, require kids to read. But with the library program, it's read for fun, read all summer, you know, pick up a book daily, you know, and just kind of sit back and read. They just want it to be a fun, relaxed thing. So it's any books. It doesn't have to be library books. It can be books from home. It can be anything, really. It can be magazines. It can be comic books. It can be.
Do you not even have to have a library membership to participate in the program?
I don't think you do. I would have to double check on that. I should know that since I used to work there.
I mean,
things have slipped out of my brain.
At this point, like, my son came home from kindergarten and they issued him a library card for the Louisville Free Public Library, which, you know, I don't remember them doing when I was in school. You know, I went to school in Oldham County, which was probably a little bit different, mm-hmm. but did they do that? And did you grow up here?
Well, I started here when I was in eighth grade, so I wasn't here when I was little.
I got you.
But that program, they started giving JCPS kids, all students who entered, into kindergarten in JCPS, they started that program where they all just got a library card. So that might have been, because it was a few years ago when they started that program.
I gotcha. So your daughter has a library card. And
yes.
I bet she loves going to the library with That's like the insider view of the library.
Yes.
My mom's a librarian. Step off.
Like, yes, she does. She does enjoy it. She's getting to that tween age, so, you know, some things aren't as cool as they used to be.
So I know, the big tween books when we were growing up was, like, The Babysitter's Club, mm-hmm. and what were some of the other ones?
Oh, goodness, Babysitter's Club, yeah.
Are those Nancy still around?
Drew.
Yeah. I love Nancy Drew. The Boxcar Kids was more like... That was more like elementary.
Yeah,
school.
That was more elementary.
Are those still around? I need to get the Boxcar Kids and read it to my
you
kids.
Should.
I think they would love that.
They go out fast at the library.
I'm
That's
sure.
one that,
that
they
was
have
a really
the whole
fun
set.
Series.
Yeah, so I'm kind of out of the loop a little bit on, you know, some of the newer stuff that's come out. I used to know a lot more about the series. Series are big. A lot of kids
right.
love series.
Right.
So.
And it's an easy way to get, like, if you get your kid hooked on book one of a series, they're going to
exactly.
read the whole series.
Exactly.
So that's a good way to get them hooked. Kind of like, you know, be a book pusher, you know?
Yeah.
There are worse things.
That's true. Hey, I like that.
So now we had talked a little bit before the show about summer reading programs in school. How are summer reading programs in school different from summer reading at the library? You said that library is supposed to be a little bit more fun. If I got a flyer home from my son's school that was the suggested summer reading list,
mm-hmm.
and I kind of looked at it and I was like, I'm not going to choose his books for him, you know, like
right.
is there a reason why they choose those books, or, you know, am I better off, from your librarian's perspective, am I better off just letting my son read whatever he wants to read? Or is there a reason why they're choosing these books?
I would say, in my perspective, let him choose the books that he wants to read. Now, that just might be a guide. I mean, he's younger, so...
Yeah.
You know,
and
I know
that's
like
kind of what
they,
I'm leaning toward
yeah.
because I'm like, you know, I don't want to make him read something he doesn't want
right.
to read and make him hate reading.
I
you
mean,
know?
You might let him, you might try to look at the list, try to see if the library has any of those books and let him look at them and see if he wants to choose one. And he's still choosing and maybe let him choose one from the list if he looks at it and thinks.
So because
it's totally different
choice.
Than looking at a list of just black and white and then looking at the book. And, you know, a lot of kids are. Cover driven. They're like, I love the cover of that book, you know, and they want to read it because they see it. So
yeah, and I think, you know, we always say don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah,
but you
no.
know, I think, you know, with kids it's kind of hard to be like, hey, read the back cover and see if that sounds like an interesting story. They're
exactly.
gonna be like, yeah, not really, I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, exactly.
So let them choose the book by the cover. If that gets them reading, whatever gets them reading,
exactly.
that's really the
that's,
point isn't
that's
it
that's kind of the main motto here. Yep, whatever gets them reading. And you know, those suggested reading lists, I think, are great, too. They may be tools for some parents who have no clue, you know, and some kids get a list of books. I mean, kids are all different. So some kids may get that list of books and be like, I want to read all these, and this is what my teacher said would be good. And some kids don't want to do that. So I think it can just be a guide. But now as the kids get older, they're going to have
some of
like
them
a
are
required reading. So, yeah.
When does that start? Does that start like fifth grade, sixth grade?
It usually starts about middle school.
Okay.
I know when I worked at the library, we always had them like seventh, eighth grade and up. They always
I don't
had
remember
required
ever
reading.
Having a required summer reading list. Did
no.
I just ignore them or what? Did we not have those back then?
I didn't
then?
Have one either.
That's
so.
Weird. I mean, I went to the library and I read books
right.
and stuff, but it was like I just read whatever I wanted to read.
Right.
So I kind of feel like that's maybe a better path for, you know, encouraging a love of reading.
I think it is, too.
I mean, I would really love to help the teachers out and, you know, make him read everything that's on the suggested reading list. But, you know, he likes what he likes, and he's really
yeah.
into the Fly Guy series.
Oh, yeah.
So pretty much anything Fly Guy, I buy
mm-hmm.
them all. Like,
mm-hmm.
here are your new Fly Guys. Sit down and read them.
Yes. Those are good.
Yeah, it's a really cute series,
yeah,
you know,
cute.
And it's a good I can read starter kind of deal. So
right.
It's a fun one for the boys. And it's nice to have books that are – you know, kind of targeted. Not that you really want to pigeonhole them in one, you know, gender or the other, but it's nice for the boys who are inclined toward that sort of thing that they have that as an option. Something
yes.
that's a little more geared toward the boys. So
yes, I think so too. Uh-huh.
So now, do they do like a kickoff program for the summer reading like mm-hmm. they do everywhere, like they do for their other events. Tell me a little bit about the kickoff. Do you have any information on that?
Well, the summer reading kickoff with the, this is the Louisville Free Public Library that we're talking about. Their program starts June 1st, mm-hmm. so it's going to be coming before, you know, JCPS is kind of how Louisville works. It seems like whatever's going on with JCPS, that's when everything
starts. Yeah, exactly.
So once school, you know, it's going to be starting before school technically gets out. But their kickoff is actually May 31st. So May 31st is a Saturday, and they always have their kickoffs at the main library downtown. And it's their theme this year is called Read Big. So everything's about big.
And they usually put on really fun parties for all their events, and like Halloween and all that kind of stuff. They do a lot of really fun stuff. So that would be a really fun event to take your family to.
Yes, it would be. And
while you're there, check out some books.
Right, check
We're
out some
saying.
Books.
Just get check your, out some books. Yeah, how many books can you check out at a time? Is there a limit?
There's a limit on your card when I was there of 99.
Oh,
so
wow.
You could have 99 at a time.
That's...
But I think parents put their own limit on
right,
for their kids.
Yeah, I think I would say like 5, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, once it gets to more than 10, I'm like, can't keep track of them. So if you can't keep track of them, how are you going to expect your kids to?
And how long are you allowed to check out books? Like how
what's, for 3 weeks. Okay.
And then if you mm-hmm. want to keep it longer, you can renew it?
Yeah, you can renew them like up to 3 times. So
have they made the renewal process, have they digitized that? Because it seems like, you know, it seems like they ought to be able to just go online and be like, click renew mm-hmm. and renew it without having to go all the way down there. Have they digitized
yes.
that process?
Yes, everything has been digitized pretty much. I mean, renewal process, you know, if you want to request things, if you want to keep track of your reading history and things that you've read, that you can remind yourself what you've read. I mean, everything's online now. So you can, your whole account, you can keep track of everything on there. You can pay fines online now if you have
wow,
fines.
Wow, that's amazing.
And one thing about fines that I'll mention that the library does, it's really cool with summer coming, is they have this Read It Down program that kids, if they have fines on their cards or if parents now, I think if they have fines on their cards that were accrued because of their kids, as long as they're kids' books, kids can come into the library. It has to be at the library, but they can come in and read for like 15 minutes at a time and have so much of their fines waived off their accounts.
That is really
so
cool.
That's
a good
awesome
thing to know. Did you hear that, parents? Take your kids in, make them read some more, or let them read
right.
some more.
Right.
And you can read away your fines
That's
at
right.
the library. That
it's great.
Is so cool.
It's great.
So what's on your summer reading list?
Oh, goodness. I knew you were going to ask me something like that.
Well, what
I haven't thought yet.
What's your little guy into these days? What's his favorite book these days?
It's just anything trucks.
Anything. He's right at that age where anything like that is super fascinating.
Right. I mean, anything by Byron Barton, Donald Cruz, you know, they're kind of older books, but he loves them because they're just real.
We call those classics.
Yeah, they are classics. He loves those. So we check those out all the time.
What's your daughter into these days? What's she reading?
She's reading, right now, she's into the Percy Jackson series. So she's just kind of finished up that whole series. And now there's like another one that's like Roman gods and goddesses and Greek gods and goddesses. So
ooh, that's fun. I love
she's into that.
Is it like historical fiction?
Mm-hmm.
I love historical fiction. That's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. And I'm looking here on the Louisville Free Public Library's webpage, and I'm looking into this Read Big program.
Right.
And so your Read Big backpack includes mm-hmm. passes to the Science Center, the Fraser History Museum, Squire Boone Caverns,
mm-hmm.
Locust Grove, a Louisville Bats game, the Rauch Planetarium, the Thomas Edison House, and the YMCA. Free classes at Wong's Martial Arts. Free Wendy's Frosty. My kids would be all over that.
Oh, I know. The Frosty is
free Fazoli Lemon Ice. Free tickets to UofL athletic events.
Yep.
I mean, that if that doesn't get kids excited about reading, I don't know what will.
I know.
You know, it's like,
it's awesome.
Read some books and I'll take you to the Science Center. Read
I
some
mean,
books and I'll take you to the planetarium.
The passes that they get are just amazing now. And, you know, when you've got your whole family, all the kids are doing the whole program, you know, you're getting all your kids in to all these, they get a pass to all these things. So, and I was just there today and saw the backpack that they're giving away this year. Because, you know, the past couple of years, they kind of gave away backpacks for a long time. In the past couple of years, they've given away a hat. Well, they went back to the backpack this year, and it is really cool looking.
Yeah,
it
does look really cool. It's orange. Yeah. It's got a dinosaur on it.
Yeah.
Dinosaur skeleton,
I
should
say. It's awesome. Yeah, so I think it's really cool. Kids are going to like
and,
it.
And, you know, I really like that the whole community is banding together around kids reading. Because
right.
I think, you know, that it's really important. And I really like that everybody recognizes how important it is to a child's development. You know, there's so much that can go wrong in childhood, but almost all of it can be fixed by reading. I'm just gonna go ahead and make that claim.
That's a good
reading claim. Reading to your kids is just so important.
Oh, it is.
And you know, that was the one piece of advice that my mother-in-law gave me when I was pregnant with my first son. You know, she didn't say anything else, but she was like, you will read to your child every day.
Yes.
And I was like, whoa, this woman never tells me anything to do, so I'd better listen up. And I have, you know, and he loves reading.
Oh, yeah.
And he always has. You know, from the time he was born, we were reading 10 books a day.
Right, right.
And, you know, he's always loved books. So
it's great.
I think it's really great that the community is recognizing the importance of childhood literacy and, you know,
mm-hmm.
getting kids interested in reading
mm-hmm.
and banding together and promoting mm-hmm. that. I think that's really awesome.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
also... Every 10 book reader will be entered to win one of these grand prizes. Are you ready for these grand prizes? This is unbelievable. Do you have this on your sheet?
Yes, I do.
Okay, why don't you read it off?
Okay.
Because this is pretty amazing.
So, yes, they will be eligible at the end of the whole program, which is a 10-week program. They will be eligible to win a $500 shopping spree at Barnes & Noble, a backpack full of school supplies, tickets to see the Louisville Youth Orchestra,
wow.
tickets to the Louisville Zoo, including carousel tickets.
Wow.
A personalized bat from Louisville Slugger Museum.
That is so cool.
Yep. And tickets for four to Dinosaur World in Cave City.
That place is so,
so
fun.
We have not
been
there yet.
Oh,
we've
got
to get there.
Your little guy would love
it. Oh, I
know. My kids loved it when they were his age.
Yeah. I've heard so many good things about it.
That's a good day trip. Go down there, hit Mammoth
mm-hmm.
Cave and Dinosaur World
mm-hmm.
and kind of hang out. There's so much stuff to do in Cave City. It's
that's
a lot
cool.
of fun.
And then they're also giving away a family pass, a month-long family pass to the YMCA of Louisville. So they can, you know, all the branches of the library are going to have all these, you know, so one person from each branch.
Oh, that's amazing. So it's not just citywide. It's
mm-hmm.
every single branch.
Mm-hmm.
How many branches of the library are there?
There are, I believe right now, there are 19.
Wow.
18 or 19. Because the bookmobile
really
counts, too. So if kids are getting books from the bookmobile, then that
plus,
counts, too.
Plus, enter to win the super grand prize.
Yeah.
Tell us about the super,
the super grand prize.
Are you ready for this, people?
One child will be picked from all of the summer readers to receive a night in the mayor's suite at a Louisville Bats baseball game.
That sounds so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a
can
really
imagine?
Cool stadium, but
yeah.
like to be in a suite,
yeah.
that would be like big time.
It would be.
Wow, that's so cool.
So that is going to be a fun night for one special kid.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you want to tell us about the summer reading programs?
I will just say also, along with the Louisville Free Public Library, they also have a teen summer reading program. So the first one we talked about was for kids from birth all the way to fifth grade. And then they've got the sixth through the 12th grade program. And those kids have their own separate teen summer reading program. And they can pick up a flyer or a folder from the library and see about that too. But they have their own program. They win different prizes. They're going to get a set of earbuds when they complete. And then they also get some of those same passes that the younger kids get.
Awesome.
They're giving away a copy of a book. Divergent is going to be given away every week. There'll be a weekly drawing for that for the teens. And then for the kids, the weekly book giveaway is the Big Book of Dinosaurs.
Cool.
So that's going to be cool.
Awesome. Well, that sounds
and
great.
Then, in addition to set to the library, the Louisville Library, you know, there's library programs going on throughout the whole city. So,
oh, yeah,
and we'll
totally.
Have a post about it on LouisvilleFamilyFun.net.
Awesome.
Coming
sounds
up.
Sounds great. Well, thank you for being with us today, Aaron, what's your name?
Aaron.
Aaron. And it is now time for our Friday Funny.
Oh, yes.
Did you bring a joke? Are you ready for this?
Yes, I did bring one. I remembered.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. What do you get when you cross a dinosaur with fireworks?
Dinosaur with fireworks. I don't know what.
Dynamite.
That's
See, it goes to the dinosaur.
Yeah,
read big.
Read
dinosaurs.
Big.
It's all about the dinosaurs this year at the library.
I love Louisville Family Fun. Thanks for listening.